What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
They've got so many attacking flair players. You want to see end-to-end, almost a bit like the Gaelic you watch. It's not really like that, you know.
You've got to score, because you know that they're going to.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast and download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime, online at GetsetGo.ie.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Paddy Power's Save Our Game. England's goals total 40k so far for Irish football. Gamble responsibly. Gamblingcare.ie.
All right, it is that time on a Thursday. John Giles is with us. Good evening, John.
Evening, Nathan.
You're in Leeds at the moment, and word is that football is coming home.
That's for sure.
What's it like being an Irish man living in England at the moment?
As you can imagine, Nathan, about it.
Yeah.
To be expected. To be fair.
Are they losing the run of themselves?
Of course. Of course.
What harm?
I'd say I don't think there isn't a country that wouldn't lose the run themselves a little bit, but certainly in England, they lose it a good bit, Nathan.
Mm. Are they right to lose the run of themselves when you look at the performances so far and also the way the draw is shaping up?
Well, once you beat Germany in the playoffs, it's huge then, Nathan, of course. And they have to be delighted with the next fixture. Definitely.
As we know, it was a big
game for England against Germany after the history over the years and that, Nathan. So, yeah, the country would be full of that. And certainly with the draw as well.
Mm. Difficult to sum up England in a way, because there is so much hype and expectation, and we spend so much time talking about the attacking talent. But really, they've been just solid, maybe a little bit dull at times, but in tournament football, they're more than getting the job done.
Oh, definitely. I don't think there's been a match, Nathan, where they didn't deserve to win without playing well. But in the early stages, as we know, Nathan, there's a lot of teams don't do particularly well. And then once you get into the head-to-head, it's a different story altogether. And the first head-to-head against Germany, I mean, you don't get a bigger rival in England than Germany. I mean, it's the first time they beat them in a competition since 1966, you know, and deserve to beat them as well, I must say.
I know over the last couple of weeks we've spoken a lot about Gareth Southgate, and you were talking about it, you know, he's very good at the PR side of it, and there's no question that he is, that he is able to manage expectations, and that actually this is a very likeable group of English players, by and large. Has he got it right tactically as well? You know, he switched back to a back three against Germany. I know there were questions about him not knowing his starting 11, but do you get the sense actually he seems to be on top of what this English team need to do to progress through the tournament?
Well, he's winning matches, Nathan. That's the ultimate. I mean, you can say, well, I wouldn't agree with this, I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of the things he does. But if you're winning matches, then you know, to the winner, the spoils, Nathan. So you know, I certainly don't agree with everything he does. But I think his PR is excellent, and I think he's a good character, Nathan. I mean, he never brags after a match. He gives credit to the opposition. Always says the right things, and that. So that's very, very important. He's not getting carried away with himself. That's for sure. But I certainly don't agree with all the things that he does in picking the team, even now, you know, because, you know, again, I might have said on this program, Nathan, you know, if you're in the job, or he's done about 5 years now, then going into all the matches, in my opinion, you should know exactly what the team is, what they can do, well-drilled to do it. Now, that certainly hasn't been the case because, you know, he's made loads of changes. From even the other day, there's changes in the team. And that team, the other day, the way they played, hadn't played together before. So you're definitely on a wing and a prayer if you haven't played that team before, Nathan, you know. But they won. And I mean, what they did have, which helped them to win in a big way, it always does, is the right spirit and the right go. I thought Germany were very, very lacking in confidence and to give England a difficult game.
Mm.
I thought they were poor in their approach to it. I don't think they had the will to win anywhere near as much as England did. So Southgate has to take credit for that. You know?
Yeah. For all the questions around the team, a lot of it was focused on those attacking positions, where before the tournament we knew Harry Kane was nailed on. But Raheem Sterling hadn't had a great end to the season with Manchester City and was under real pressure, it seemed, from Jack Grealish, from Phil Foden. But he has delivered for England consistently during Gareth Southgate's time in charge. How impressive have you been with Sterling during this tournament?
I think he's been excellent, Nathan. He's the Sterling that we haven't seen in Manchester City for at least 6 months.
Mm.
So I'd say Pep, looking at it now, would be going mad, to be quite honest. I'm very, very disappointed in him. So he was back to his best, and his best is very, very good. That's what he was doing for City for a long time, but stopped doing it for some reason or other. I don't know why. But certainly coming back into the England team, he's been the best player by a mile. He's full of life. He's full of goal. He scored his goals, as we know. So he's the Raheem Sterling at his best.
Mm.
Playing for England now.
One of the questions about Sterling over the last few years would have been about his finishing in particular, that he scores a lot of goals for, I don't know if you'd even call him a winger at this stage, but that also missed a lot of opportunities. He's taken them brilliantly. He looks calm. He looks very composed. It's a massive addition for England that they're not totally reliant on Kane for goals.
Oh, definitely, Nathan. I mean, he was... I think he has improved his finishing anyway. And if you look at his recent record, I saw it in the paper there recently, I think his last 20 games for England, his Gordon rate has been very, very good.
Yeah, I think it's 16 goals.
Yeah, well, that's
not
good.
Bad.
And he's scored three already, and England haven't scored many goals in this particular competition. But it's his approach that you can see. He's full of life, he's full of go. And like the last, since Christmas with Manchester City, didn't see that at all.
Mm.
So, but for certainly from South. Now, to be fair to Southgate, at the start of the season, for what it's worth, I wouldn't have picked Sterling in the team.
Right,
I think he did enough.
Yeah,
but he obviously he's the man. He knows what he's going to do for England. It doesn't matter what he does for Manchester City. It's what he's doing for him, and he has produced. There's no doubt. So that's been a big plus. From Southgate's point of view.
Once you beat Germany and you win the game, everything that went before is forgotten, but it was interesting at halftime. Like, there was a lot of criticism for Harry Kane from some of the former internationals who were commenting on the matches, and you know, he was a real peripheral figure once again, but he stayed on, he got his goal. Has Southgate dealt with this the right way with a player of Harry Kane's talent? Do you just got to stick with him?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Actually, I was disappointed in Southgate because he subbed him in the first match, or maybe the second match, where he wasn't playing very well.
Mm.
And that doesn't do anybody's confidence any good, particularly Harry Kane and goal scorers. You know, I thought with what he's done for Southgate, he should have left him on. It was only 15-20 minutes to go. Because he's obviously going to use him in the next match. I don't think he was ever going to leave him out. So it doesn't do the confidence. It puts more pressure on Harry Kane. But he has responded now. He didn't play particularly well in the match the other day, but he scored a goal, Nathan.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters from Harry Kane's point of view. And now that like they've got through the prelims, now you're into the big matches, and they've started off really well, which really gets the crowd on his side, particularly Kane, that needed a goal.
All our football here on Off the Ball is with Paddy Power. Save Our Game. They're donating at least 100,000 to Irish football via England Goals this summer. The goals for Sterling and Kane brought the total up to 40,000 so far for Irish football. And for information on responsible gambling, visit gamblingcare.ie. For England then against Ukraine, they're going to go in as massive favourites for that game. Jack Grealish has made a big impact off the bench again the last day. Do you think he now needs to start against Ukraine? Do you think Ukraine not being the power that Germany were, that actually Southgate again needs to rip it up in terms of formation, in terms of players, bring in a bit of freshness, bring in a bit more creativity against a team that England would be expected to beat well?
Well, that's a complaint I would have about Southgate. I mean, I think that there should be an established team now. Obviously, you've got one or two positions to change, Nathan. But, you know, I think Grealish has done enough to be in the team. So there's a lot of changes going on there. You know, you have Foden come in the team, you have Saka come in the team. And I don't think that's necessary. One or two changes now and again. But, you know, when you get a team, like a group of players like that in the team, that are established in the team, Nathan, then you can really go, like, you make mistakes. To make mistakes, you put them right, you put them right, you put them right. That's what I think management is all about. So I think at this stage, so maybe one change or two changes, but should Grealish be in? Yeah, I think he should be in. But we haven't seen enough of the established team because there'll be so many changes, Nathan. But they've got, the good thing for Southgate, he's got a lot of good players. Now, young players particularly, and forward players, like Mount hasn't played the other day, Foden didn't play the other day, Saka, you know, the Grealish. So he's got a big selection there, and Sterling doing his stuff, and if Harry Kane starts doing it, then they I think they'd be big favourites to win it at this particular stage.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the draw, they got, don't to be disrespectful to Ukraine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next week, you know, you couldn't have got a better draw in the been in the better half of the draw, Nathan. You know, Portugal have gone out.
That brings its own expectation because you say it's Ukraine now, and then they meet the winners of Denmark, Czech Republic. So anything that doesn't see them reach the final from here will be a disappointment and a shock almost. You've played in matches where you've gone in as underdogs and you're hoping for the best. I'm sure you've played in matches as well where there was massive expectation, where everybody presumes you're going to win. How big a challenge is that, and how do you make sure you go in with the right frame of mind in those sort of games?
Well, you better be in Southgate's position than the Ukraine manager's position, Nathan. I mean, if the manager's doing his stuff and the players are right, you're up for these games, Nathan.
Mm.
You're up for them. You know, you don't, like, the real pros don't. I mean, I'm going to, now, my attitude, and I don't compare myself with these lads, but the worse the team was supposed to be you played against, the more you were up for it. That was the Leeds motto. Not just the Leeds motto, but for top teams. When you're playing, the only the way a team can beat you in that situation is that they try harder than you do.
Right.
That's the only way they can beat you. So my attitude, and I was in a very, very good Leeds team. The vast majority, obviously we had upsets as well, but we didn't have that many. But your attitude going into these games was, right, the only way they can beat us is trying harder. We're going to put them under more pressure than they're going to put us under. So whatever they have is going to be out of the game. That's how you get. That's why we saw the other day, it was a perfect example of it, was France.
Mm.
France against Switzerland. They didn't turn up until after 45 minutes, because the Swiss, now I must go say, I assumed the Swiss would be what they weren't on the night. Xhaka, I thought, was hopeless. I thought they'd no chance. I thought France would beat them 6-0. They were brilliant. And Xhaka, I must say, gave an exhibition of midfield play, the best I've seen for a long time.
Right.
Which was unbelievable. But it was French's attitude going into it. And for 45 minutes, they didn't play.
Yeah.
Switzerland are rough for you. You can't do that. When you're a professional footballer, you can't do that. You have to come down to their level. Really, give them nothing whatsoever. And I think England have that attitude at the moment, so far, anyway, when they're into it.
All right, we need to take a quick break, John, but we'll come back to France and Switzerland in just a moment.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Paddy Power's Save Our Game. England's goals total 40k so far for Irish football. Gamble responsibly, gamblingcare.ie.
You're welcome back. John Giles is still with us. We've spoken about England, who John now has his favourites to win this tournament. Probably, John, because France are gone. Let's hold off on France for a moment.
They're going to have a lot to do as well, England. Yeah. But the way the draw is going, Nathan, and the way they're playing, I certainly, I probably would put them favourites at the moment. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Just on Switzerland then, because we will see more of Switzerland over the next couple of nights, because it's overshadowed by France's exit. You mentioned Granit Xhaka and how impressive he was and his range of passing and how he seemed to control the game in the middle of midfield. Like, how do you judge a Granit Xhaka then as a player and as a character when he has that level of ability to do it on that stage and be so dominant? Yet, I'm sure Arsenal fans are looking at that and thinking, where has that been consistently over the last two or three seasons?
Yeah, well, football's a strange game in many ways, Nathan. I mean, it could go in the next match and he'd be the old Xhaka. It could. You know what I mean? Like, even the stop clock is right twice a day, Nathan. There's an old saying. So it could be one of those days where he did everything right, everything went for him, and that. Why is he able to do it in one match and we haven't seen it like that at all before? Now, which is the real Xhaka? You know, you'd have to go on the amount of matches where he hasn't done it.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed, from Switzerland's point of view, that he does do it again and continues to do it for Arsenal. Let's keep it. But where has he been, Nathan? He's not a kid, you know?
Is it passion?
Like,
is it
match,
in
France, maybe winning 5-0?
Yeah.
And most of it was because Xhaka was captain of Switzerland. I mean, the first match they played, Italy hammered them 3-0, and they've hardly won a match since. And then they come out and do that. But I think, obviously, I'd give him full credit for doing what he did. But I'd give an awful lot of credit to the French attitude, the French team's attitude in that particular match. It was really, really totally unprofessional, which made it easier for him to do what he did. But he did it. Now, whether he continues to do it now, I'm fascinated now, looking forward to the next match with Xhaka.
Yeah.
Is he going to be the Xhaka, the Arsenal Xhaka that we know, or is he going to be the Xhaka we saw the other day? Hopefully for Switzerland, he's going to be the captain that he was the other day, which was brilliant. And Switzerland were brilliant, certainly.
Is it too simplistic and maybe giving him a free pass to say that actually it's a very refreshing thing that when he pulls on the Switzerland jersey and he's wearing the captain's armband, the pride of playing for his country still brings out something even more than all the money Arsenal are paying him?
Well, I saw him playing against Italy, Nathan, only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was the Arsenal jacket. He was hopeless.
Right.
He was hopeless in it.
So it was just one of those days.
I don't know what turned him on. But whatever it was. Now, but again, like in football, you can get a game. I've seen lots of players who weren't very good players, Nathan, could score a hat-trick in one match.
Yeah, and
but
don't turn up the next
their
one.
Own selves. I mean, I'm fascinated waiting to see what he's going to do in the next match. Is he going to be the same guy that played the other day? Which was excellent.
Yeah.
And they were terrific, Switzerland, you know, to come back in the way that they did. And he was behind it. Definitely. I mean, a shock result for France, but it was typical of what I was saying early on, that the French team went up for it in a way, Nathan, that you say, Switzerland, right, all we've got to do is match them for what they do, get over them, get into them, and they'll probably pack it in. France didn't do that.
Yet still, there was half an hour in that match after half-time where France probably played the best football we've seen in this tournament. Like Pogba, not even that half an hour, throughout the game, the range of Pogba's passing, the amount of opportunities he created for his teammates, you looked at that French team and felt, actually, maybe they're all coming together at just the right time to produce one of the great performances. It's hard to fathom how it went so wrong in the last 10 minutes with what we'd seen for the previous half an hour.
Yeah, well, I can only give you my take on it, Nathan. I think Pogba is a very, very talented guy, as we know, and he produced some brilliant passes, and he scored a fantastic goal, right? But when they went to 3-1 in front, Nathan, in my opinion, Pogba didn't play in a professional way. He started to showboat because he assumed, and I think it's part of his character, to do what he did. He's a very talented lad. But I don't think he's a team lad in terms of the professionalism that's needed at that particular time, which once he did what he did, it should be, right, I'm going to take over this game. I'm going to play A to B. I'm not going to be shown off. I mean, his celebration after the goal was getting... In other words, it was typical Pogba. It was about him rather than doing it for the team and getting it done up. Now, a lot of people might think that's harsh on him. It maybe is. But I don't think he's a pro in the way... This is for the team rather than for himself. And if you go in the last 50 minutes, he was the one, and the way he was playing, to tie up that game for France. Get the ball here, there, hold it out.
Is that his job, John? Or is that because he's playing in midfield alongside N'Golo Kante, who does that role constantly for for Chelsea, he's done it for Leicester. It's one of the things that makes him so great is his ability to control a game in these situations. Would you have expected actually that Kante would have been the one who should have stepped up there rather than Pogba, who, as you say, you know, is somebody who likes to do the finer things in those moments? Should Kante have actually come to the fore more in those final 10-15 minutes?
He probably could have done. I didn't think he played as well as he normally plays. He looked a little bit tired to me the other day. But Pogba's the man who's capable of doing... Forget about Kante, right, for a second. I mean, in other words, in Pogba's head, it should have nothing to do with Kante. Kante does what he does. It doesn't stop him doing what's needed to be done. Do you know what I mean, Nathan?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, are we being too harsh on Paul Pogba and giving Kante a bit of a free pass, considering they're playing in the middle of midfield together?
Well, it could be. That's not my intention. But like in Kante's, even if he wasn't tired, like in that situation in a match like that, Nathan, Kante wouldn't have the ability to do what's needed to be done on the ball. Kante does it when he's winning the ball back for Pogba. Do you know what I mean? Now, when Pogba's in that situation, Pogba's the one that can do that. He can hold it, get it back, be the player with that, and sew the game up. There's a way to sew the game up when you make it 3-1 at that particular time, Nathan. And what I'm saying is, from Pogba's point of view, I don't think he had anything in his mind to sew that game up. I think he wanted to do a few more tricks to show off a bit. Now, that's what I believe. And that might be harsh on him, but that's what I believe. Kante wouldn't be able to get a grip of the ball in the way that's needed to be done at that particular time in the game. You know, look, in my experience, when you're playing in the middle of the field, you're the only one, a midfield player, that can do what's needed to be done in certain periods of the game. And when you go 3-1 up, really the game should be over. Get it, give it, hold it. That's it. Pogba didn't do that. Kante's not able to do that.
The stories after a defeat like that obviously come out quickly, that maybe there was disharmony in the camp, and a lot of focus put on the fact that nobody really went over to Kylian Mbappe when he missed the penalty. Do you read anything into that?
Could well be, Nathan. I've seen it before. There's some teams have a great team spirit.
Would you expect then that actually, you know, a player misses, particularly a player as important as Mbappe, when they go through a moment like that, that actually teammates should be over to console them?
Well, if things are okay, that's what happens. But if they're not, I've seen dressing rooms, heard of dressing rooms, seen dressing rooms where players don't get on with each other, Nathan. They just don't. Now, it's hard to believe that, but there'll be a lot of players in that Spanish team, if that is the case, that could say, serves you right.
Yeah.
Because if he's not a good character and he's a show-off and a bragger and not a team player, I've seen it before. Right, like a lot of teams don't have a good spirit, you know, and you get that, serves them right. Couldn't care less about them.
Yeah,
it happens. It happens. You know, look at all teams, and it's very seldom, obviously, they show it on the pitch. You know, players, because they don't want to do that.
Yeah,
but in the dressing room itself, it can be vicious, and there can be jealousy. There can be all sorts of different things going on. And if he's not a good lad, you know, we could be a terrific player, might be a good lad, and he's not good to the other players, or he's big-headed when he is scoring goals. It's human nature. I mean, they might say, yeah, he's a great player, but he's a right so-and-so.
Yeah.
I've heard it so many times myself in the game.
Not said about you, John, I presume.
I hope not. I hope not.
Really looking forward to tomorrow night, Belgium against Italy at 8 o'clock. Belgium without De Bruyne and Hazard, does that transform the way you look at Belgium and what they can do?
I haven't been impressed by them, Nathan. I don't think they played really well. I think the other day they were lucky to get away with it against Portugal. Now that was a poor game. I expected that to be a cracking game. It wasn't. But Belgium won, but they didn't win well. I thought Portugal were a little bit unlucky, but it wasn't a good game. And you got got injured.
Yeah, and De Bruyne got injured. De Bruyne got injured in that tackle, and we saw him go off as well in the Champions League final after the collision with Rudiger. Does he need more protection, De Bruyne, from referees?
Well, I thought the Chelsea one was a bad tackle on him. Nathan, I thought he did his eye. That was a Rudiger, wasn't it? That was a bad one. I thought the other night it wasn't. I don't think anybody really meant to do him in that way, and we don't know how serious it is. But Belgium, I think Belgium have been a disappointment, Nathan. I thought Portugal the other night were unlucky.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good game, but they were unlucky. They hit the post near the end, and Diaz, like, they were hanging on at that particular stage in Belgium. But I haven't been impressed with Belgium in the way that they've played in this particular competition, and I think Portugal were a little bit unlucky to lose that match.
They do seem to be missing Belgium, that player in the middle of midfield. I thought maybe Tielemans would have been it, and maybe it was De Bruyne going off, but that ability that you talk about so often of controlling a game and seeing a game out, that wasn't there at all for Belgium in the last 15, 20 minutes against Portugal. They were just hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, I don't think they have that type of player in it, Nathan, to be honest. And they have a lot of talented players in the Belgium side, but what I've seen of them in the competition, I haven't seen them where they've been really impressive in the matches they've played.
Yeah, it should be a good game tomorrow night. Maybe the winner is coming out of that match tomorrow night, and we'll have a lot to talk about next week. John, we're tight on time, but great stuff as always. Enjoy the roller coaster of football coming home over the next week.
Will do, Nathan. We'll try and keep it under control.
You keep them calm, all right? Keep them calm.
Okay, Nathan,
we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Again, Nathan.
Mind yourself.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Paddy Power's Save Our Game. England's goals total 40k so far for Irish football. Gamble responsibly. Gamblingcare.ie.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Quick Start Car Insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetSetGo.ie.